Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Debilitating because he wants... I think it's more about 2 days of proving to Mike that he's
I have another theory
ready
on
to
him,
go.
Like the idea that he thinks he can and will play. We heard about how mad he was that the reports of this injury leaked out.
Yeah.
He doesn't sound mad here. He sounds like he's giving short, but like, because we always infer about how he sounds.
Yeah.
He sounds borderline pleasant.
You're right. His tone is very positive here.
He's answering every question. Like, again, very short answers, but not like aggressive, like, no. That was the same question.
There's no Aaron attitude here.
No, sounds like a guy who knows in his heart of hearts he's going to play and that he's going to be able to talk his coach, who I don't think he has to do much coaxing to.
Yeah.
Short of his wrist, but like a bone popping out of his hand through his gear, he's playing.
He sounds like a guy that got good news. You know, the x-rays were not that bad. The secondary test that they ran on Monday did not reveal any major damage. He sounds like a guy who's played football for probably 35 years of his life, and he knows when he can play and can't play. He knows his body and probably thinks that this is something he's just going to have to manage. And I'm sure, like almost every season of his career, he's had to manage some kind of injury and play through.
Well, I think he also, I again, will go back to this also is further supporting evidence that he knows this is the last rodeo here, and he's going to grit his
grin and bear it.
Yeah, bear it, because there's probably not a tomorrow for him.
Is there added incentive for you for the opponent this week?
There's incentive for every opponent, but I have enjoyed many a Sunday and Monday and many Thursdays in that city. It's a great sports town, phenomenal sports fans, and great place to play.
Aaron, do you sort of thrive off of being the villain there?
I'd rather not be. I mean, I'm not in Green Bay anymore. I feel like we can let bygones be bygones. Maybe I can, I guess. It's a great rivalry. I mean, in the history of all sports, you talk about the Lakers and the Celtics and the Red Sox and the Yankees. You got to talk about the Packers and the Bears. And there's been some great memories there. When I first got to Green Bay, the Bears had the all-time series lead. When I left, the Packers did. And since Jay Love has taken over, it's even gotten better. I hope those fans can put that behind them. I'm sure they can't. Don't expect them to, but I really enjoy the city. They got great sportsmen. I grew up watching WGN on my five-channel TV back in the day, so I was a Cubs fan and a Bulls fan. How can I be a Bulls fan unless you don't like Michael Jordan? I did. I loved him. So it was a lot of fun memories over the years playing there.
Go ahead.
A couple of quick things. Again, very ebullient, enjoying this scrum when he, you know, is coming off of an injury and everything else, hasn't played that great of football. And also just the reference to Lakers-Celtics. It's only a rivalry on that level if both sides are winning frequently. The Bears have one season that entire fan base hangs its hat on. 85. The rest of it has been since Favre really took over. More like Lucy versus Charlie Brown.
I honestly think it's the most overrated rivalry in pro football. I'm with
you. It feels
you.
Like an accident when the Bears win.
The Bears and Packers have not been good at the same time like the Steelers and Ravens have in decades. I mean, you can count probably in our lifetime on one hand how many times the Bears and Packers have both been title contenders. They were in 2010 when the Packers went there and beat the Bears and Cutler got hurt in the NFC Championship game the afternoon before the Steelers beat the Jets in the AFC Championship game at Heinz Field. And outside of that, man, what do you want to talk about? 2006? Green Bay wasn't good that year.
No, it's just, I just find it funny.
Green Bay was bad in 2006 when the Bears went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Colts.
Also, he's like delighting in, oh, it's a great sports city. No, it's easy. Subtext. It's easy for me to say that because I just absolutely tortured them for years.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I also just think he's obviously playing right now. Yep. I'd be stunned based on how he sounds if he doesn't.
Their defense creates a lot of turnovers. What do they do special that you have to watch out for?
Well, they're great around the football. They're knocking the ball out. They have a lot of vision in their defenses. They mix things up. They attack your protection schemes. Coach Allen's got them playing really well. And 22 turnovers is a big reason they're 7-3.
On the last play before you went out, I think it was a throw to Homer Wilson, you were kind of frustrated with him. Was it just that he didn't run that route to the end zone, or what was that?
Yeah, Rose's a great kid. He's been playing really well the last few weeks, and I'm proud of him. He's been practicing the right way. He's been growing and working on his craft, and he's so damn fast. You know, we talked about that route, and I was hoping he'd be a little bit more deliberate. But, listen, Roe is a And Cal, those guys are such great dudes. They want to do it right by me and by Arthur and the offense. And I got nothing but love and appreciation for those guys.
Aaron, what's it been like for you to work with Mason?
Yeah, Mason? He's a troll. he makes every day so much fun. I told him this. I said, just thanks for making this fun. Because every day he's got, we joke in the quarterback room, he's got a checklist of the jokes he's got to get off out of his brain every single day. But he's hilarious, and I really enjoy our time together in the room, in here, outside the facility. He's a great backup, you know, like he's super helpful during the week. He's a professional. He's ready to play. He's a gamer. And, you know, watching the locker room last week, I was super fired up watching him go up and down the field and those couple drives he had. And thankful for the way he played, the way he prepares. And he's a lot more type A, I would say, than I am with the preparation. Like, he's wound a little tight, but it makes it good for a good backup quarterback because he's so in tune to the details. And I just love being around him.
That has Ben ever said anything that he did compliment him on his podcast for the way he played?
If he would
off
have called
bench.
Mason a troll. He would have meant it.
Yeah, he's a great.
Probably,
he's a great backup quarterback, and let me actually expound on why that is. Ben Roethlisberger named the guys that helped him as a backup quarterback, and he named about 19 guys, and none of them were named Mason Rudolph. And I got to be honest with you, I think Mason won't do it publicly because he knows better, but I think Mason has still a chip on his shoulder because of the way that Roethlisberger treated him, perceived in his mind. And I think Aaron Rodgers knows that because of all the conversations he's had with Mason. And I would not be at all surprised if some of that answer...
Just a little trolling of Ben.
...was Rodgers trolling. Trolls,
which is weird,
no trolls.
Which is weird because Ben, we always found, respected Rodgers and Brady. Those were the two contemporaries he really, really appreciated. In Rodgers' case, it was because I think he saw a kindred spirit as like this ultimate athlete. By the way...
I don't think it's malicious, by the way. I think he's just having fun with it. But I think part of it is...
Well, being a good teammate to Mason and saying all that, though.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, the one thing that would be, and I'm not a Mason believer in any kind of short or long, maybe short term, like a game or two here or there. One of the single funniest improbable outcomes would be Rodgers gets them into playoff position. They have to beat the Ravens in week 18 to make the playoffs. He gets hurt. Mason has to play. Mason wins the game and gets on a Flacco 2012 run and wins a Super Bowl. Can you imagine what Roethlisberger's podcast would be like week after week as Mason just gets on the heater of his absolute life and rides them all the way to a Super Bowl win that would like cement put Tomlin in bronze right then. He's got a Hall of Fame spot waiting for him as a two-time winner. I feel like we would get some of the greatest podcasting from that spacious basement in history. Do you think he could? He would be beside himself.
Yeah, there was no words. I just looked over and pointed to him as I was walking back in the training room.
You said you gave him the finger.
I did, yeah, the pointer.
Is there anything you watch from, you gain from watching him operate the offense that maybe you can, you know, sort of lead into this week?
Well, I think you always got to look at all the plays and with a watchful eye, whether you're watching yourself or somebody else. There's always stuff to pick up, for sure.
What do you guys have to tap into in the offense?
Well, we scored 10 points in the first half and 10 in the second half. It's about consistency. We had a nice first drive, you know, ran the ball well and threw it around a little bit. We had some opportunities. It comes down to the details. You know, we got to be on our details, everybody. You know, if there's a route depth or a certain route you're supposed to run, we got to run that. You know, if there's a read that we got to make the read. You know, too many times 10 guys have been doing it right and one guy hasn't, and sometimes it's the difference between a big play or a first down conversion on a third down or moving the drive and scoring points.
It seems like you were maybe holding on to the ball a little bit longer on the first. Does that matter if something the defenses are doing?
I'm trying to throw it to the open guy, and there was times where there wasn't guys open. So because I've been feeling a little bit better, I tried to extend some plays a little bit. But we got to keep finding ways to get a guys open, to rip guys open, and when they're open, we got to hit them.
I know we talked so much about Darnell Washington, and we ask you about the weapon that he is. But what's it like from your perspective when you see him having a catch and run like he did?
Kind of getting scared of him, for sure, which they should be. He's a mammoth. But he jumped over a guy, stiff-armed a guy to the ground, ran a guy over, made another guy miss a tackle. Then he had a block where he knocked two guys down. Yeah, man, I'm just so proud of him, just his approach. And really the growth I've seen since training camp is he's continued to get his body in shape, get his mind in shape. And he's a guy you don't worry about the details at all. I mean, he is very detail-oriented, super smart player. And then, you know, I just think that the play, you know, with a catch and run, the awareness level that he had to know, I got a guy close to me, I'm going to catch this, then I'm going to turn, then I'm going to stiff arm this guy, and he's faster than people probably think because he's so tremendously large, and he's also shifty. Third and 17, to drop it off on a check down, have him make a guy miss and then kind of fall forward and get a first down, it's not what you expect. But those are game-changing plays, and he's consistently, most of the season, made those plays.
In terms of taking snaps, I know you probably tried to suck on snaps or under center your wrist. Is that going to be something you have to make sure you can do?
I would say it'd be more difficult to take a snap under center than to catch one in the gun. And there's been times in my career where we have adjusted and gone to some pistol sets, if we need to still keep the kind of the spacing on the kind of the run distribution between the halfback and the quarterback. But the goal would be to take snaps from under center.
Do you anticipate that this is something that could go all the way to game time on Sunday?
I'm going to leave that up to Mr. Coach Tomlin.
If they do that, I think it's just to play head games with Chicago and make them think about two quarterbacks all week.
Dulac was asked a question that led with that. The questioner said, this is what I think is kind of going on here. And then the person, though, turned it into, I actually think Rodgers is not going to play, and that's why they're playing this game, because they know it's Rudolph.
Yeah.
Jerry didn't disagree, really, or he said, I'm not going to argue with your observation, especially the first part, which was about creating uncertainty. So he's going the other way with it. He's intimating in his mailbag that he actually thinks that's what they're doing, but it's because
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Golf. Dean, time to check out the Christmas golf store at Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It is time for another Hawk Report. Brought to you by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, the 5.5% home equity loan special this month at Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. But Jeff is on his way to call Pitt basketball tomorrow night. So filling in for the Hawk is Brian Batko from the Post-Gazette.
Wearing a hat that I find I cannot quite put my finger on. What is the hat?
Kale
there?
Bears?
No, it's blue.
No.
Oh, brown?
I'll give you guys a better look. Pony?
Shaler?
You got it. No, what? Butler Bulldogs.
Oh. That seems like one of those alternate hats.
Yeah, I think it is. It's got a cool looking.
You ever been to Hinkle Pony?
Dog
no.
On there.
I have not. I don't think I'll ever make it there, and I'm okay with that. Whatever.
You ever go to the Palestra?
No. I saw Hoosiers, right? I mean, I don't need to romanticize the movie so much where I need to go there.
You love college basketball, and you're like, I saw Hoosiers close enough.
I'm fine.
Okay. Interesting.
All right, Brian.
I've been to Hinkle, and I've been to Assembly Hall, and part of the reason why I wanted the Butler hat, and now I just need to get some candy striped pants.
Brian, we just listened back to Rodgers. I said to Chris, and we both agreed, Rodgers sounded so cheery and upbeat and positive and all those things that I would bet my entire life savings that he plays on Sunday. Do you agree?
I don't know if I'd bet my whole life savings, but yeah, it certainly seems to be trending that way. I didn't even necessarily expect him to talk to us today, but the fact that he did makes me think that he's feeling pretty optimistic and he was pretty open about everything. I remember Russ was talking like every week, even at the beginning when he had a legitimate calf strain, but I don't think there are two quarterbacks more personality different than Rodgers and Russ, so I don't put much stock into that.
Do you get the sense that, assuming he plays, their game plan is going to change at all? Because he got asked point blank about whether it was pain tolerance. He said, no, it's a safety issue. So I still feel like, I guess, Brian, even if he gets clear from a safety standpoint, consciously or not, he's going to want to try to protect himself, and I would wonder how that might manifest in terms of their offensive game plan.
I think he froze.
Uh-oh. Yeah, he's just sitting there looking like UConn Cornelius. It's kind of funny, actually.
He almost had like a Kabali-esque look.
Like either mad or asleep. I didn't think it was that bad of a question.
No. I don't know. Maybe he's got Wi-Fi gremlins going on. But as Donnie likes to put out, Bill Hillgrove is the oldest guest we have on, and that son of a gun gets on that video, and there's
to check
never
his Wi-Fi
an issue
connection
whatsoever with him.
Yeah, I give Bill
Aditi has issues, Kennedy has issues, now Batko has issues, and Hillgrove, had to be in his what 70s when Wi-Fi was invented.
Yeah, you'd give if anybody would get a pass for not really understanding the mechanics of the thing, you would think it would be Bill,
and
he's razor
it.
Sharp.
Yeah.
Can you answer the question really quick? Do you think that there's going to be, assuming he plays, like tangible changes to how they go about the game?
I think
game
he'll
plan?
Be in shotgun more, and he alluded to that. And
you think it's
going to
be a lot more quick game again? Because I think that's the other one. Like I have a feeling they're going to try to sacrifice some of the occasional looks downfield he's taken, and he's going to be more inclined to get the ball out fast.
Because he wants to stay in the game and not
he doesn't
aggravate
want to take
the
a big hit. I mean, he can say all he wants. It's really about safety, and once they clear that, then it's all good to go. But you also know that there's almost no amount of bracing or whatever that they could put on that wrist that if somebody clobbers him from the blind side is going to necessarily, you know what I mean? Or if he gets driven to the ground, your instinct is to put that arm down.
Yeah.
Because it's not the one throwing the ball. I don't know. I think there's going to be a game plan there is what I'm saying that is designed in some way, shape, or form to minimize the hits he takes.
Brian, do you think we see more shotgun and quicker throws to prevent Rodgers aggravating that injury Sunday if he plays?
More shotgun, yeah. I think he even basically alluded to that today and then sort of caught himself and was like, whoops, I better say we can still take snaps under center, Chicago, if you're listening. But quicker throws, I mean, can't really throw it much quicker than he has. He's got the shortest time to throw in the NFL this year, and Mr. Caleb Williams has the longest time to throw. So how about that juxtaposition in Chicago?
Do you think that the Steelers are going – I'll mention – actually, you know what? No, I'm not going to mention Caleb Williams yet. We're in Pittsburgh. Brian, how do you explain the amount of, like, fan glow-up for Mason Rudolph that has gone on since he came into this game and played well? There are absolutely people out there. There is a body of people that would rather see him starting anyway, whether Rodgers is healthy or not on this Sunday. They'd rather see two in there playing quarterback. How do you explain that?
I just think it's pretty, it's fascinating. I don't mean to like dismiss the notion there, Chris, because it's really one of the more intriguing individual player sagas, given all of his ups and downs. But I think at the end of the day, it boils down to if you have success, this city and this fan base will appreciate it and they'll love you. And Mason is a great example of they'll even change their tune on you. So doing what he did a couple of years ago, winning those last three. Because I remember, like, back to that season, I feel like at that point, it wasn't necessarily a huge groundswell of support for Mason because he was Mason. It was more of, get us anybody other than Mitch Trubisky right now, please. Just give it a shot. And then he came in, and there was no going away from him. And I think that really got, the Q rating back up for old Mason.
Brian, Darius Slay was a full participant today. Do you actually expect that he's going to go right back in and play corner? And the way it works at corner, just like at safety, if you play corner, you basically play 100% of the snaps. So do you think he will be basically the starter for the entire game against the Bears on Sunday?
I think he'll start. I'll take Tomlin at face value on that, but I wouldn't put it past them to rotate him and Pierre. I mean, they've done that at guard. I mean, that's a position where even more so you think, all right, if you're starting, you're not coming out of the game, but there's some precedent there. And I think Pierre has played so well and Slay has played so poorly that he's got to have a very short rope if he gets in there. First sign of trouble, go with Pierre. But I was kind of surprised that Tomlin was as committal as he was yesterday on the Slay stuff.
Could it have been gamesmanship on his part? Not that people are necessarily game planning around Darius Slay, but maybe to attack him.
Well, normally I'd say sure, but look at how he's handled Ramsey. He's just come out and said every single week, yeah, he's going to be locked in. And, yep. Free safety. So Tomlin's gamesmanship card has sort of gone out the window in the secondary specifically.
How do you think he's going to handle in another situation if Jaylen Warren can go? How do you think he's going to handle his running backs given what Gainwell did?
I think it might be a little bit more of a split, but even though Warren was DNP today, I think they listed him. I don't think there's really any reason to worry about Warren. The fact that he was out there and about to go back into that game, I think they're just going to be cautious with him. So you might see him DNP again or even limited Wednesday, Thursday, possibly Friday too. He won't be full, but I just think they're going to get him ready to play. I don't think it'll be a repeat of the Dublin situation where he tested it out and they thought better of it going into the bye. I think Warren will be ready to go. And as much as I say they will give him the usual workload has not really been as much as people want. Arthur Smith and maybe Mike Tomlin, Eddie Faulkner to some degree really do love them. Some Kenny Gainwell. I don't know if he's a good player, but he's not Jaylen Warren. I guess I'd put it that way.
Brian, I want to play for you what Kabali said today on our airwaves about why Pickens got traded. And I want you to have the opportunity to either add some color to it, or maybe there's some things in there you don't necessarily agree with. Here it is.
The Steelers, I know for a fact, knew that trading him wasn't going to make them look good, that this potentially could have happened here. What happens when the player loses his teammates? That's what happened. Nobody trusted him, believed in him anymore, that put the Steelers in a very bad situation where they had to move on from him. They didn't want to move on from him. I just know there's not one person in that locker room. I've mentioned George Pickens. They miss him since day one he was gone. And there were times that I was told that you wouldn't see him from Sunday after the game and not hear a word from him until at some point during Wednesday.
Brian?
Okay. I guess I would say this much. Yeah, I don't think the Steelers wanted to move on from Pickens the player, but I almost think that the football standpoint of this discussion is basically moot. I'm not even really sure why people keep bringing up the football standpoint of, oh, he'd be so great across from DK Metcalf, should have given it a shot. The Steelers knew what they had in George as a wide receiver. There was never question about his talent and ability, really. It was all of the other stuff, and they were biting that bullet when they ultimately decided to trade him. I agree with Mark that they are probably not surprised to see him doing what he's doing in Dallas. The other thing that I think gets missed here, and I don't necessarily know a lot about what Mark's referencing as far as the players, because they usually close ranks around those guys. You know, it's a fraternity and all that. One, I think every level of the organization is getting more sleep at night knowing that Pickens isn't there. I'm sure him being as productive as he is somewhat annoying. But the other thing is, I don't think George wanted to be here. I don't think George liked it here at all. And that probably factored into his behavior.
But how's that possible, Brian?
Going downhill.
How's that possible? I was told everybody wants to play for Mike Tomlin.
I think he liked Tomlin just fine. But I think what you're seeing now, he's in a big city, a huge brand with Dak, with CD. They're playing indoors at the Star. They're throwing the ball all around the yard. I think there is something to be said for that, and there's certain guys that – I mean, this is what makes a diva, right? You're coming into the league. You haven't done a damn thing yet in the NFL, and you have certain places you do and don't want to play, and the Steelers took a chance on bringing him here, thought they could make it work, and obviously by the end, I just think too many bridges were burned by him and the way he acted. That the other thing too that people forget, I asked Omar this when he did his little presser after the George trade, which is so rare for him. Do you think he would have done the whole Holden thing? And when you guys have been dealing with that again for another spring and summer. So I think all of that stuff was just basically, it was a sunk cost.
Do you think the Steelers win in Chicago on Sunday? Yes or no, Brian?
No, I don't think so. I keep going back and forth this week, but I think the Bears roster is better than I realized, I think, from top to bottom. And the way Caleb Williams is playing, Mike Tomlin going out and signing John Rhys Plumlee to the practice squad sort of tells me they're giving him like the Lamar Jackson sort of respect as far as preparation. And that's what I've seen from Williams as well when I watch him.
Brian, thank you so much for pinch hitting for Jeff. We appreciate it.
Oh, anytime. Thanks for calling me up off the bench.
Is there a name
Goodbye,
for a,
Brian.
Is there a name for a baby hawk? That would be him. Like, it would be an eaglet, I think, if he were a baby eagle. Do baby hawks have little special names?
Usually, I don't know. That's a good question. You could probably ask ChatGPT that.
EYAS. An yes? That is what it is called.
EYAS.
A baby hawk is called an EYAS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yes.
Judge Donnie, brought to you by LGKG. We, Pony and Mueller, aren't real attorneys, but Western PA injury super lawyers Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG are. Your Honor?
All right, boys, welcome back in here today with me.
Foghorn Chedrick over there.
Today's case about the former Penn State coach, James Franklin, has just been hired at Virginia Tech, but the question today, boys, will Penn State hire a better coach than James Franklin?
Ready, Malsy?
Mm-hmm.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I defer. Malsy,
no,
choose.
You're not allowed to defer.
Yes,
you win,
are.
You pick. I defer right back.
It's a coin toss.
He's never done this before.
He can defer.
Thank you.
He can defer. Can I defer back?
No.
No, it is like coin toss.
Oh, son of a... I have a feeling I know why he did this, because he's in the same boat I'm in right now.
Go ahead.
I'm deciding, Your Honor. He deferred. This is an unprecedented action in the court. I have to have time to review with the rest of counsel here over here. They're off to the side. You can't see them. They're having a great time. All right. Your Honor, I'm going to make the case that Penn State will not hire a better coach than James Franklin. The fact of the matter is, James Franklin was one thing at Penn State, and that was, in a very strict sense, nuts and bolts, successful as a head coach. If the job of the head coach is to win football games, James Franklin did it at a pretty high clip, particularly after his first couple of seasons, starting in 2016, 11, 11, 9, 11, 4 in the COVID year, 4 and 5, not a good year, 7, 11, 10, 13, and then 3-3 before he was fired after a horrifying three-game losing streak. In 12 years at Penn State, Franklin won 104 games. That is a 698 win percentage. Let's just round up like we're in school and call that 70% of the games he coached for Penn State, he won. And when he was good, he was very good. The problem for James Franklin, and the reason James Franklin got fired, and what I think was a pretty impulsive decision by Pat Kraft, is that he never won the games that were either coin flips, to go back to the start of this Judge Donnie segment, or games against teams where maybe he shouldn't have won because he was an underdog. In short, James Franklin won just about every game he was supposed to win at Penn State until he didn't. The problem here is finding somebody that is definitively going to do what James Franklin could not do is a tougher task than it probably looks like. Penn State is one of the 15 best, maybe even 12 best or 10 best jobs in college football. There will be no shortage of suitors. However, that coach would have to take Penn State and make them consistently better than Ohio State, potentially better than Indiana year after year, a place where the investment in football has gone through the roof, will be expected to occasionally play a tough non-conference game, and might have to deal with an ascendant Michigan again, which really was the case during Jim Harbaugh's tenure. They made Penn State's life difficult. That's a hard task, and that's why I think that as much as James Franklin was maligned, it'll be hard, if not impossible, to hire a better coach.
Andrew?
Your Honor, I couldn't disagree more. I don't think it will be hard or next to impossible for Penn State to hire a better coach, because I think the three of us, given the NIL, given the Penn State program's vast wealth and what they can give to players, the next coach will be hard-pressed, regardless of who it is, to do worse than James Franklin's record against good teams. And you play several of them in the Big Ten. Let me address what Counselor Mueller said first about he beat the teams he should have until he didn't. I do not think the next coach is going to have a situation where he is a 20-point favorite or more in back-to-back games like James Franklin was against UCLA and Northwestern, only to lose both of those games outright, which had never happened in the history of tracking point spreads in college football games. Let me give you some numbers, Your Honor. Hopefully I don't bog you down with these. I know you're highly intelligent and very thoughtful when presiding over our cases, so this should be no trouble for you. The man was 1-15 against the top five. While at Penn State, he had that miracle win in 2016 on the blocked field goal with Marcus Allen, the former Steeler, involved there. 4-21 against the top 10. That is tied for the third worst winning percentage by any coach since the AP poll began in 1936. And against top 10 Big Ten teams, he was 1-18. And then top 25 teams, so good teams, he was 16-29 at Penn State. He basically lost two out of every three games he played against top 25 teams. Your Honor, I don't care who it is. The next Penn State coach will be better than James Franklin based on those facts, Your Honor.
Chris, conventional wisdom tells us that it's a lot easier to tear something down than it is to build something up. And build something up is exactly what James Franklin did with Penn State's program. The number of double-digit win seasons in Franklin's time on the job, 6. The number of double-digit win seasons in, I don't know, the last 25 years or so, 20 years before Franklin took over, also 6. That program actually was not in great shape, and Franklin did elevate it back to a position of legitimate national prominence. Did they always bang their head on a scarlet and gray ceiling? Pretty much, but they absolutely were better than they were when he took over. I think that's putting it mildly. The problem is you can't always find the guy who continues to the work of the guy who you just let go, and he's got to deal with Larry Ellison, who funds Michigan, Ohio State, just generally, and Mark Cuban, who funds Indiana. Terry Pegula is rich. He ain't that rich, and it's going to be tough for them to get the kind of players they'll need to beat Ohio State.
Andrew?
Well, it's not going to be hard for the next coach to replicate and then exceed what James Franklin did against bad teams. Counselor Mueller's here talking about his double-digit win seasons. Yes, that's what happens when you get to play Rutgers every year. He went 10-0 against them all time. He went 9-1 against Indiana before. Well, he didn't get a chance to coach against them this year because he had already been fired. All right, so he beat those bad teams. He was 1-10 against Ohio State. Hard to find guys who can beat Ohio State. I'm guessing the next coach, when he play, if he gets a chance to play them 11 times, is not going to lose 10 out of 11 against them. He was 3-3 against Northwestern. Northwestern, we're talking about. A team that if they go 6-6, Mike Greenberg and Mike Wilbon go on TV and put themselves in purple and celebrate and wave pennants and pom-poms and whatnot. 5-5 against Michigan State, Donnie. You don't think the next coach can do better than 5-5 against Michigan State? Come on now.
All right, boys, in the case of Penn State finding a better coach than James Franklin, today I find that Penn State will find a better coach than James Franklin.
What a move!
Mr. Filippone, I gotta say, the numbers swayed me.
What a move!
Well, Counselor Filippone...
What a move!
Counselor Filippone displaying gutlessness never before seen in this courtroom, Your Honor. He didn't really have a strong side of the argument to pick, so he decided to do something out of a playbook that I can't imagine any other lawyer running. he made your counselor, me, okay, the counselor of order and record in this courtroom, pick a side so that he could spend 2 minutes actually formulating an argument because he didn't have one to start with. Counselor Filippone might have won this particular battle, but in the sort of moral and ethical war that exists in
this
courtroom,
listen to this guy.
Okay? He's a loser for life.
He's a guy that has said things like, oh, whoever goes first usually wins. Oh, this was decided over the rock, paper, scissors, Rochambeau game. You had a chance to pick your side.
I knew
exactly.
I knew that whatever side I picked, you would merely spend the first 2 minutes feverishly coming up with an argument to counter
it. And
because,
it worked. And Donnie was swayed by it.
He
Thank
had
you, Judge.
Absolutely no courage of his own conviction here, Don.
Well, maybe maybe you should have said that in your closing
argument.
The best
part is, we'll be able to see the proof in the pudding, and I'll revisit this 10 years from now when we're doubtless all still working together, and I will come back to this episode of Judge Donnie if, in fact, the next coach is not better than Franklin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.